The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm above brown. I'm on the green side, as everyone likes to say around here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what's so good about that?
Yeah, look, I'm at the point in life where I wake up every morning going, fuck, I'm still here. God,
still?
Damn. Come on. Let's make it over with now. But fucking ammo is so expensive, you can't, you know.
It only takes one, though.
Well, but I'm cheap. That's.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I'm cheap, I do, yeah. But,
I like that.
All right. Coming up on this week's show, we're going to talk reboots, UFOs, which I hope Vince has that story, AI, Trump, Iran, Israel, the nonsense that's making us wish we're not above ground. This week's list, we're doing a little different. We're doing our favorite bands from A to Z. So no top 10, no ranking. It's just letter A, your favorite band or musician that starts with the letter A, and we work our way down. So that'll be fun.
It'll be a hoot.
It'll be a hoot. So let's start with some TV news as we always do. We told you that Ryan Hurst was out as Kratos in the God of War series due to an injury. According to Deadline, Dave Bautista is in talks to take over the role.
Oh, boy. Guess he's not going to watch it. I just don't care.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it is, I mean, physically the role's right, but I mean, do you have any interest in it?
Yeah, no, none. I have none.
I don't care. I don't either, really. All right, see, something I might actually watch. We're getting a Warhammer animated series. This is an Amazon. Henry Cavill is going to produce. This will be a series as a spinoff of the Prime Video show Secret Level. But it's Warhammer. Of course, Henry Cavill's a big Warhammer nerd. So, kind of interested in this. I'm interested to see what they will let him do.
Games Workshop, if they're smart, will just let him do whatever the fuck
yes,
he wants to.
Here, it's yours. Go. You know, like Marvel did with Kevin Feige, whatever his name is. Here, have fun. It's all yours. Make money.
Yeah,
Vince's next story is just for you. Coming from HBO Max, I know how much you love documentaries.
Oh, yeah,
I know how much you love a certain series that stars one of your favorite actresses, so you're getting a Gilmore Girls documentary at HBO Max.
Oh, boy!
There you go.
Man, they just keep beating that dead horse, man.
Yeah, they do, yeah. It's, yeah. Netflix is expanding its interest in Major League Baseball, but this time it will be scripted drama. They're developing an untitled drama series about the New York Yankees. Jason Bateman and his production team are producing. Details are minimal so far, other than the fact that the series will take on, quote, one of the most decorated franchises in American sports, and take place across the team's several eras. So, I don't care. It's the Yankees. Does anybody really care unless you're in New York? And even then, half the people in New York are Mets fans. So,
the Yankees fans are all
dicks. Let's just say dicks.
Yeah,
Vince, last thing for TV news. Somebody leaked this before Disney, and his name is Lieutenant Commander Data, Brent Spiner. he accidentally confirmed that, yes, Disney is doing a new animated Gargoyles series. Yeah.
What do you do? Say it on his podcast?
Yeah. With him and number one there.
Yeah.
He accidentally let the cat out of the bag that, oh, yeah, they're working on that. We're, you know, trying to get the band back together. And I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. But now, to be fair, there's been an ongoing comic series for quite a while. I think they're like, it's been going to reboots, like issue 13 to 15, somewhere in that range. So there's new story. So.
Damn.
I don't, I think the only one that really can't come back is, help me with the name of the guy that played Frankenfurter.
Tim Curry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think he's the only one that can't reprise his role. So, that's of course due to the strokes and stuff he had. But
right.
I don't know. I'm possibly looking forward to this, so we'll see. Might be worth the bandwidth. But all right, let's get to some movie news. Hey, we're getting a sequel to a movie I actually liked. Ready Player One. Sequel is officially in the works. Zach Penn, who wrote the original Avengers movie, is writing the script. It will be based off the sequel novel Ready Player Two. So,
nice.
I thought Ready Player One. I know the author wrote the sequel book, but I think the movie kind of, you know, it wrapped up everything. Set there, you go, done. But I did like the first one. So.
No, Ready Player One's a great movie.
But I also just liked it for all the damn cameos. So,
you know? Yeah. It's like, you see Doc Brown. And
yeah, you see all the stuff. So
it's like Fortnite.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Without the cheaters. So. Or the shit teammates that let you die. Nope, we'll talk probably about that later. You're all dicks and I hope you die. But horrible single car accidents. But
damn,
the live action Jetsons movie that we talked about probably 6 months ago is being rumored, officially moving forward, and we have our George Jetson, and it is Jim Carrey. Nope.
Oh. I mean, I don't know.
He fits. I get it. I would much rather have a Thunder the Barbarian or Herculoids movie myself, but the Jetsons, okay. Maybe it'll be okay. That's, you know.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Jim Carrey as the Grinch was good. I mean, I don't like a lot of his stuff, but occasionally he does hit, you know, good ones, so maybe he'll do okay here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't hate the idea. Let's go with that. I don't hate it. And coming from Hollywood means not hating something. That's pretty good.
Yeah, if you don't have any disdain for it, or, you know, you're just completely indifferent.
Yeah. Then that's a win for Hollywood.
It might be okay.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Because normally everything you do, I just want to shit on and hope you burn. So
yeah.
We're getting a new Leprechaun reboot movie.
Oh. Again.
Now, there's two ways you go with this. One, you bring back Hornswoggle. Or two, you go Brad Williams, the comedian.
What about Warwick Davis?
Is he aged out of the role?
I mean, I guess, the Leprechaun?
Yeah, I mean,
he had so much makeup on, you couldn't tell.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, he could Billy Barty that shit for another 50 years.
Well, the real question is, are they allowed to now that fucking Peter Dinklage has got the market quartered on midget actors? Do they have to? They have to ask him first, right? They got to kiss.
Well,
his
I think
feet
so.
To...
I think they have to kiss the giant hobbit foot. Yeah,
right. Yeah, yeah.
No, what they should do is make an absolute like parody of Dinklage as like the most retarded leprechaun.
Oh my god.
and stick that in the movie, and like your new Leprechaun, if it's not Warwick, just kills him.
Yeah.
And have that be Brad Williams or Hornswoggle?
Yeah.
Yes. That they would sign up immediately and probably do it for free. You just kill a parody of fucking Dinklage. There you go, Hollywood. You're welcome. I'll give you another one.
Could you imagine?
Oh, that would be worth the watch anyway. That's a good idea. I kind of like that idea. Quit giving them ideas. I know.
Fuck.
What is that? All right. A Google Play user says he purchased Lord of the Rings Extended Trilogy, and it has been removed from his downloads. Google removed it from his catalog. According to screenshots, Google support confirmed the films were no longer available and said they couldn't issue a refund because he bought them back in 22, which is outside the company's standard 120-day refund window. He says, I bought these in 2022. And all of a sudden, they aren't available, and there is no possibility of a refund or gift card. Hardly seems fair. Buy physical media. This is going to happen more and more with shit. Well, we lost the license to distribute, so you no longer have it in your library that you paid your money for, and fuck you, that's it.
There's a little thing called the library.
Yes.
Go rent it. Take it home. Rip it. Take it back.
If buying isn't owning, then piracy isn't stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Last couple things for movie news here. Actually, this is the last thing. Blumhouse is giving us a Puppet Master reboot. Charles Band, the guy from Full Moon Features, shared it in his book. We finally closed the deal with Blumhouse, the biggest name and what's left of the horror world. It was a lucrative option deal for them to make a big reboot of Puppet Master, a movie, yes, and possibly a series as well. Best of all, I get to hold on to all my Puppet Master stuff, the movies and the merch. Honestly, I can't wait to see what they come up with. So it looks like we're getting at least a movie, if not movie and series. Now, nice. Will they still be evil Nazi puppets? Or was that just an axis of evil?
I can't remember.
Puppet Master movies were so cool. Yeah, Blade and Pinhead and the one robot that shot fire at his hands.
Yeah.
And he had the six-armed cowboy. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Small Soldiers, but insane. So, there you go. All right, that's it for movie news. There's really all the comic book news was Comic-Con a couple weeks ago. So here's your recommendations for books that came out this week. Batman issue 12, Absolute Superman 22, DC's The Dead Man issue 3, Marvel's Big Queen in Black event issue 2, Mask issue 3, 100 Bullets US of Anger issue 2, Power Rangers Green number 1, Masters of the Universe Genesis number 1, Death Vigil, I believe this is one of Image's new big books, issue 1, and From Parts Unknown, issue 4. So there you go. All right, we're just clipping right along through here, aren't we?
Good.
Let's get to some wrestling news this week. Brock Recksteiner, son of WWE Hall of Famer Scott Steiner, has been suspended 6 games by the NFL. No word why, probably roids, if we're being honest. There is basically talk that if he gets cut from the Saints, that he goes straight to WWE, which he was going anyway. But it just depends on if he gets cut, how soon he gets to go. So he could team up with his cousin Braun. So there you go. Remember how I told you that TNA Wrestling is pretty much WWE light and they're going to be bought and all this? And we know how WWE puts commercials and brand advertising and in horrible, horrible ways, like Chad Gable's big, I won the Intercontinental title, I'm celebrating in the ring with my family, here's the Barks Root Beer dog mascot standing behind me, handing me a can. Yeah. Well, Deuce the mascot of Dude Wipes, will be featured on TNA Wrestling in a storyline. TNA Wrestling announced a partnership with Dude Wipes, and the collaboration will feature the mascot Deuce becoming a part of a custom TNA storyline through exclusive backstage segments, match walkouts, ringside appearances, and original digital content. This will start a lockdown on the 23rd. To film exclusive content and full integration in the collaboration will debut at the TNA tapings in San Antonio starting at the end of September. Yep. TNA. LOL TNA. We're back at it. So there you go. Dude Wipes. As a character now.
I don't watch wrestling.
I can tell.
Okay.
Last thing for wrestling this week. We now have more information about the Vince McMahon TKO shareholder lawsuit that is being settled. The prices went up because of how much Vince McMahon himself and TKO is paying. Vince McMahon himself will be paying $42.5 million with TKO doing, I think it's $105 million. So that puts the payout pretty much close to $150 million because they fucked over shareholders and didn't want this to go to trial. But what's $100 million? What's $150 million to TKO right now? You know, I mean, what, that was New Day's probably half, 50% they asked him to take, so it's a wash for them,
right?
So that's just pretty fucked up, to be honest with you. They're glad this didn't go to trial because the discovery phase would have just fucked them,
bro. Could you imagine?
Because the discovery would have opened up everything in the Vince McMahon lawsuit where he put that lady. Because that would have had to have been known by who knew what at TKO before the sell. What power plays behind this? Oh, yeah. Discovery would have just... They had to settle this. And now they're paying $150 million to settle. That's insane.
But it's money. Money just switched hands, but nobody's getting in trouble.
Right.
That's the
welcome to the world.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, you got money? Okay, you're fine.
Yep. All right. That's pretty much it for wrestling news. Oh, I did see this morning that Chelsea Green, new WWE Women's Champ, well, interim champ because Rhea Ripley's hurt, just had surgery, so she won the belt, which we predicted. Broke her orbital bone on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, so now she's injured. So, there you go. That's, boy, that, she's made chicken salad out of chicken shit, and now she gets hurt. So, by the same team, I believe, that hurt Bryan Danielson's wife, the one Bella without the boobs, busted her shoulder and shit at the pay-per-view. She's out hurt, so that team may be a little reckless, but we'll see. So, all right, that's it for wrestling. Vince, how is the world of video games?
Great for Blizzard, apparently. Blizzard is now the top-performing Xbox studio since Eternal Emails, as the Overwatch maker in fiscal year 26 over-delivering on Microsoft's projections. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, California.
Knows how to party?
Why don't you get down on your knees and suck every dick in that fucking building?
Yes.
Honest to God.
Have you played Overwatch?
I prefer Team Fortress.
Ah, gotcha.
And I suggest you do the same.
Well, I can't. It's on the Xbox, right?
No. Unless they make it so you can play fucking Steam games on the Xbox here pretty soon.
Yeah, well, they might.
So. Yeah, so. Yeah, no, Team Fortress is the superior game. EA is now officially owned by Saudi Arabia's public investment fund and private equity.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you see, did you have the rest of that?
I do not.
Okay. EA's debt is now 10 times higher than it was when it was a publicly traded company. They originally had $2 billion in debt. It is now $22 billion of debt. EA is going to start cutting left and right, and you're going to see a lot, even more, in-game monetization, microtransaction. EA is going to get bad, even worse, real quick.
Well,
so
they fucked up.
Yeah. They sold to Jared Kushner and the Saudis.
Yeah, fuck them. These AAA studios are going to get fucked. Speaking of AAA, GTA 6 pre-orders reach unprecedented and astonishing level in June quarter, Take-Two Interactive CEO says. Boy, that's going to...
There are people trying to, like, when this comes out, that's how they're going to make their money, is by doing things in-game. And making content in game, so there a lot of people are buying it for
money
for finance, to try to make money off the game.
Oh, not anything fun,
right?
Not to enjoy yourself or lose yourself in a
yes. They're looking at it as a business deal, not a hey, here's a game I want to play.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Roblox loses $70 billion in value as company blames lack of viral games.
Did you have the Chris Hansen Roblox thing?
No.
Okay, so our boy Chris Hansen, right? Catch a Predator, was giving a speech about how easy it is, or how, let's call them groomers, on Roblox go after kids, right? So he's got people with him on stage that are posing as kids, and then these, using Hansen made a Roblox account, and Roblox apparently was watching, and while he's on stage showing how these kid diddlers are going after kids, Roblox banned his account live. Not the people that were trying to get the kids, but the guy that was trying to show how easy it is for them to do it. It seems like Roblox wants to protect the, let's call them bad people, and banned the guy trying to expose him.
Yeah. Yeah, don't let your kids play it.
Yeah, not at all.
Nintendo reaffirms Zelda Ocarina of Time remake release date in financial report. Maybe soon?
Probably soon, I would guess.
Itch.io game bundle offers 127 games for $10 to support laid-off developers. Yeah. Let me see if I can get a list. No, I don't see a list. For $10, though, look into it. Hell, it might be worth it. The last thing I have. Another look at Kingdom Hearts 4 seems even more likely this month after a co-director is confirmed to appear at Disney D23 event.
D20, I think, is next week, I want to say. I want to say the D20 event is next week. That sounds right. So that's when this will be probably shown. All the Disney Marvel stuff will be out, or you'll get previews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
Kingdom Hearts, baby.
Yep. Coming right before time, Brooks.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I bet we get the new Kingdom Hearts stuff that time. When's it, the 20th?
Yeah, the 20th is the new season for Fortnite.
I bet that's when the new Kingdom Hearts trailer drops.
Well, if they drop it at D20, which would be the 16th, 17th, somewhere around there, 15th maybe,
yeah,
then yeah, that would be right on the time schedule. So yeah, you got another, 11 days in the current Fortnite season. Your sprites that you collect this season are getting put into a garden you can visit, and new sprites for next season, including a wall hack one. That'll be fun.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay. That's all I got.
The only things I have are Marvel Rivals season 9.5 just started. New character, the Hood. He is a tank. I like it. I like the character. So if you're playing Rivals, give him a shot. Sony Events is being sued in California for deceptive wording. The phrases "buy now" and "confirm purchase" on the PlayStation Digital Store. According to California's Attorney General, this language implies ownership, but in reality, all you get is access to a revocable license.
Oh, good. Somebody fucking pulled the trigger on that.
Yes. So, we'll see how that case could have ramifications. So, we'll see how that plays out. Vince, there's a new third-person shooter video game called BR1 Infinite. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. This is scary if this is how games are going to go. Okay? Infinite will pay players $1 a kill and $10 an hour to play, but it will charge you $1 every time you spawn in.
Oh.
That's no bueno. So not only do you have, I don't know if it's a free to play, air quote free to play, and then you hook up your bank account, your pay information, or what. But yeah, I don't like that. No.
Yeah, because the cheating is going to be.
Yes. Now that is big incentivized cheating. So yeah, not good.
Yeah, no.
Last thing I have. You know the video game Rust?
Yes.
The survival kind of PvE, PvP game. Well, a Rust player was swatted, okay? And the cops ended up paralyzing him. And he is now suing the cops for $176 million.
Good.
Back in April of this year, 23-year-old Tucson resident Axel Melendez was shot in his leg and spine by two officers who stormed his house via his bedroom window. Cops were responding to a false report of an active shooter, despite Melendez previously warning their unit that he was being targeted by a potential swatter. He will likely remain paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of his life. Just 2 days before, he had been hacked by another player on Rust, who accessed personal details on his computer and then demanded money not to release them publicly. Melendez did not pay and then was then threatened with swatting. Concerned for his safety, he called 911 to report the threats and alert cops that his address could be swatted. Quote, they said they were going to call the police station and said that I have a bomb so FBI shows up in my house so I can get swatted. By the way, Arizona Daily Star newspaper has the 911 tapes, by the way. They knew my ethnicity, so they said that they were going to call ICE to show up at my house and get my whole family deported. We're all citizens, so that's okay. An officer showed up at Melendez's house to offer further reassurance and state the deputies had been informed and to be aware of the fake swatting calls regarding that address. Regardless, just 2 days later, cops responded to a report that Melendez's father had shot his sister and stormed the house, guns drawn. Melendez was playing a game, had his noise-canceling headphones on.
And they shot him.
And they ended up, he thought somebody was breaking in because somebody's already made threats on your house, right? Grabbed a gun that he had legally. Officer shot him in the leg, shot him in the spine, paralyzed him. Now he's suing.
I know, go find the son of a bitch who did it.
Yep.
And charge him with murder.
Yeah. Attempted murder.
No, murder.
Well, yeah.
Because you said that the dad killed the sister.
Yeah. That's insane. Over a fucking video game.
Over a fucking video game.
I dislike this world. I'm telling you. All right, that's all I have for video games. The only thing I have in music is if you are going to Riot Fest this year, guess who is opening for ICP?
Eminem.
No, keep guessing.
I have no idea.
Just throw out random people.
Neil Diamond.
Closer, but no.
I don't know.
William Shatner will be opening for ICP at Riot Fest.
I would have never guessed William Shatner.
Who would have?
Why?
Who the fuck knows? Shatner does pretty much what he wants anyway. He's like sci-fi Bill Murray. So he just shows up and you're like, nobody will fucking believe you that William Shatner's opening for ICP. Come on now.
He's going to die on stage.
Yeah, probably.
Is he 90-something?
Yeah, Shatner's in his 90s. If he's not 90, yeah. Rocket Man Fago. Holy hell.
No.
Oh.
No.
This timeline is just jacked up. All because you motherfuckers killed Harambe. You know that was the tipping point, right? Harambe was the whole thing.
Yeah, what the fuck are you guys doing?
One gorilla ruined... the death of one gorilla ruined our entire fucking timeline. All right. That's all I have. So time for... Song of the Week. We're going to take a break here. We'll plug our network and our friends. And when we come back, it will be time for our favorite bands, A to Z.
Learn to love me, assemble the ways. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. My only weakness is a list of crime. My only weakness is, well, never mind. Chocolate is of the world. Unite and take over. Chocolate is of the world. Hand it over, hand it over, hand it over. Learn to love me and assemble the ways. Now, today, tomorrow, and all. My only weakness is a listed crime. But last night the plan for a future war was all I saw on Channel 4. Shoplifters of the world, unite and take over. Shoplifters of the world, hand it over, hand it over, hand it over.
For your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with The Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An inconclusive breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling, Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin, and Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
And we are back.
Yay.
All right, now Vince has found a website he really likes.
It's not Orange YouTube.
That's true. We have time for our list this week of our favorite bands A to Z. There is no wrong answer. It's just what we like. So,
what we could find.
What we could find, yes. All right. A.
Alice in Chains.
Ooh. I can see that. Yeah. I went A for Australia. Give me AC/DC.
Oh, good night, mate.
Good night. B.
Black Sabbath.
Breaking Benjamin.
I like that.
I like that. The letter C.
The Cure.
I almost went Cure. Because you know me. I almost went Cure, but I went Coheed.
Oh. The only good song on Fortnite there for a minute.
Yeah, that's true.
They were on there, right? Coheed and Cambria was on there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome Home. Yeah.
Yeah.
The letter D.
Daft Punk.
Ooh. Dropkick Murphys.
Mm.
Yeah. E.
ELO.
See, I was between Eurythmics, ELO, and what I ended up picking, Every Time I Die.
Yeah.
So, I like the Butcher's old band. So, there you go. All right, F.
Faith No More.
I went Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, both just good.
Because, both great, but just Lindsey Buckingham is so underrated.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
G.
Guns N' Roses.
Absolute same.
Yeah, you got same. Oh
yeah, we knew there were going to be some. Come on now. I mean, the only other pick could have been Gojira, but I mean, come on.
Well,
H.
Husker Du.
Ooh, I went Hot Water Music.
No shit.
My favorite band.
You went Hot Water Music. I'm surprised. Surprise. Bouncing Souls for B.
It was up there. Yeah. I.
Iggy Pop.
Ooh, this is where I went Iron Maiden.
Oh. I thought about Iron Maiden. I was like, no, I got to have Iggy Pop in the studio.
Yeah. J.
Jeff Buckley.
Johnny Cash. Yeah. Those were kind of gimmies. So.
Come on.
Yeah. K might be the same.
Killing Joke.
Oh, that's a good one, though. I went Killswitch Engage.
See, that's pretty good, too.
Yeah, yeah.
L's probably the same.
Probably, yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
No, it's not.
Oh, really?
I did not go Led Zeppelin. I went that little old band from Alabama called Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Give me back my bullets, bitch. M.
Mudhoney.
Metallica. Preferably older Metallica. But
That M could have went
so many multiple directions. Yes, they all could have. So, yeah.
Megadeth.
Yeah. N.
Nine Inch Nails.
Same. Yeah.
I was, my daughter was helping me with this. And I'm like, she said something for N.
Did it start?
I forget
what
it was. I don't think it was Nazareth. Oh. It was, I forget what it was because she was reading them off or whatever. And I'm like, look, the Downward Spiral is a really, really good album. You should listen to it.
Pretty Hate Machine.
Yeah. Yeah, Pretty Hate Machine's a really, really, I think Pretty Hate Machine's probably the best one.
But to be fair, saying the letter N with certain people in the house, that could have started a whole chain of letters. Kind of like earlier in the group chat.
Speaking of, oh.
Yeah, what
Oasis.
Is O? I got Ozzy.
Yeah.
Pete.
Primus.
Pantera.
Damn it.
There's no wrong answer there. Yeah. Even though Les Claypool playing in Primus, that would have been some shit.
Yeah. You mean in Pantera?
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been cool. All right. Q's probably the same.
Queen.
Yep. R.
R.E.M.
Ooh, I went Rise Against.
That's good.
Yeah. S is the same.
Soundgarden?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
You went Soundgarden?
Yeah, wow. I did.
Oh, I'm impressed.
T's the same.
Tears for Fears?
Yep.
It was almost Temple of the Dog.
Ah, yeah.
It was real close to Temple of the Dog. And my son went, it's like Tears for Fears. So I'm like, oh, shit. I totally forgot. Yep, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, that's the answer.
You might be the same, too.
Yeah, is there a number with it?
Do what?
Is there a number with you?
No.
Oh, then it's not the same, sir.
Urge Overkill.
Oh, great pick. I went just for their early work, you too.
Man. Henry Rollins is not going to like that.
Ah, well, fuck him. So,
I would say the first couple albums are really, really good.
Just because Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Up to and including Joshua Tree.
Yeah, I'll give you. Yeah, I'll include Joshua Tree. Yeah.
Everything else is.
Yeah, once they hit that, what was that, Pop? They did the Pop album or something like that. It's like Zoo TV. Thank you. Yeah, that's like, all right, we're done. V's probably the same.
Van Halen.
Yep.
Yep.
Or Van Hagar. I'll take both. W might be the same. I doubt it, though.
I got my arm twisted on this one. Wham.
Ooh. Yeah, I can't hate that pick, though.
They're both screaming at me. Wham! Do Wham! Wham!
Yeah, you see, you went that way, but my W pick is, of course, for the kids. It is, of course, Wu-Tang Clan.
W could have went different directions, too, because either Weezer or Ween might have been on that, too.
Yeah, Weezer was right there, yeah. X.
Ecstasy.
Ooh. That, I was between that one and the one I ended up picking, which was X, the punk band. So, yeah. Y.
Yellow Card.
Same.
Oh.
Yep.
I love Yellow Card.
Z's probably the same, too.
Zach Wilde?
No, it's not.
Oh, no, you didn't do Zach Wilde?
I did not.
What?
Because there's a little old band from Texas.
Mm.
Named ZZ Top, sir.
Yeah.
I'll always take ZZ Top. Come on now. See, that was fun. I like that. I like that. We're going to do movies next week.
Oh, fuck you.
A to Z movies.
A to Z movies?
Yes.
Do you hate me?
No. I mean, A is for Air Bud. I mean,
Air Bud, Airplane, Animal House. Yeah. One.
There will be no wrong answers next week. But, all right. Listener picks for our A to Z. JP had D for Disturbed, L for Linkin Park, S for Snoop, and E for Eminem. Anthony, not the boss, said B is for Bone Thugs and Harmony. Z is for ZZ Top. Chris came in with Alice Cooper, B.B. King, Chris Cornell, Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
That is the correct answer. ELO. And I just scrolled too far. God bless you, Microsoft, and all your wonderful. F for Freddie Mercury, G for George Thorogood, Huey Lewis, Imagine Dragons, John Lee Hooker, The Killers, Led Zeppelin, Motorhead. Good old God. Motorhead.
M.
Nina Simone, The Offspring, Prince. B could have went Prince.
Oh.
I forgot Prince. Queen, Rammstein, Screwdriver. That's for you, Vince.
Oh, I love Screwdriver.
Tears for Fears, Van Halen, Wilson Pickett, X-Ray Dog, Yes, and Zamfir, Master of the Pan Flute.
Fucking A.
Roboto has ZZ Top, Yes, Wilson Phillips, Van Halen, U2, Toto, Styx.
Oh, no shit.
Shocker, yeah. I don't care the three people understand that. That's for us. Rush. Yep. R for Rush. Almost had that. Queen, Pink Floyd, OAR, Nazareth, Metallica, Led Zeppelin, Kiss, Jefferson Starship, Imagine Dragons, Heart, Green Day, Foreigner, The Eagles, Dire Straits. Ooh, Dire Straits, great. Great, great pick. Cutting Crew, Beach Boys, and ABBA.
Who did that?
Bravado. Those are good picks. I like them. There is no wrong picks because it's your favorite. So there you go. Thank you, everybody, for that. Yes, next week we are doing movies. And B might be the same. Just tell you right now.
I hate you.
I know. All right. Well, you're going to hate me even more because it's time for Did You See These Stories from Clown World? This is where the show just goes from mildly depressing to, oh my God, alcoholic depressing. So crack open a cold one and let's go. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell's office released a statement this week saying he is being released from a rehab facility and will be working from home.
Still breathing.
Is he though? I don't think so. I don't think he is. I think he's gone. So let's go to New York City because God knows nobody else should be there.
New York City.
Yeah. Mamdani. The fucking commie up there. Let's go with that. He says he wants to protect taxpayer-funded grocery stores from non-New York City residents. And in order to do that, to use a taxpayer-funded New York City grocery, you will have to show an ID to enter. So not to hold vote. On. There you go. So not to vote, but to go get groceries in commie land. The irony is rich.
No, it's so good.
I tell you, that's the only thing that's rich in New York City. No, yeah, you want to go get bread? You got to show your ID. You want to go vote? Well, fucking walk right in, sir. Retarded ass timeline. Let's stay up in the Northeast, New Jersey.
Ugh.
New Jersey school transgender guidance policy. Apparently, this is statewide. Said kids can get secret gender transitions at school.
Oh, yeah?
I would like to offer 95% of New Jersey to any country that'll take it for... give me the number for Taco Bell and we'll give you Jersey. That's, there you go. So, no lettuce.
We got to get our people out.
Yeah, we do. I'm thinking, nope.
Save come that west. For
yeah, come west. So, this next one is, I had to find multiple stories of this to A, confirm, and B, to make sure that it wasn't a fucking nightmare. RFK Jr. has decertified the Network for Hope charity over patient safety failures involving organ harvesting procedures initiated on patients who were still showing signs of life. The program was serving Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia, and Indiana. Investigations by Health and Human Services and other congressional oversight found persistent patient safety failures shockingly included organ recovery processes when the patients were alive.
You know, I heard somebody say, you know how you like, you want to be an organ donor
mm-hmm.
on your, when you go to the B&B and you you sign up for that. I heard somebody say, don't do that.
Yeah.
And the odd chance that you're in an accident and you're still breathing,
they're going to take your shit.
Yeah.
Here's the proof they were doing that.
Ugh. Where's this at?
This Network for Hope was doing this in Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia, and Indiana. No word on just how many people they had done this to. Torture's too good. Death is too good for these people. I don't know. That's...
Yeah, that's...
Oof. Yeah, I... Maybe doing to others and have it done to you might seem fitting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I'm trying to word this and do it the right way. But let's go on to, let's keep the horrible medical thing going here. Fauci has been held in contempt of Congress by Rand Paul's committee in a vote of 8-5. Let's see. That has now been officially, the papers have been referred to the Department of Justice for Fauci to be prosecuted. Democrats failed many times during the committee meeting to try to block the vote. And it still ended up going 8-5, even though live in front of your face, he broke the law. And they still wanted to protect him.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not about you. It's about them and their power and their people.
Right.
Now, will anything happen to him? I would say 95% no, but this is the exact same charge that Steve Bannon did a year in prison for. The exact same charge.
Yeah, get him.
So, I highly doubt anything will happen because Fauci is the golden boy, but we'll see. So, have you seen this about the Coca-Cola's personalized cans?
No.
You can get messages printed on these Coke cans, right? And somebody's like, well, let's see what they'll ban, right? Coca-Cola's personalized can ability will ban the words white pride, but will allow such things as pedophile pride. Coca-Cola will allow people to customize cans with the devil is king, but not Jesus is king. There are many more examples of, you'll allow the evil shit, but not the other shit.
That's fine.
Keep drinking your Diet Cokes. Declassified documents have confirmed now that a hacker stole 633,000 voter files just before the 2020 election in Maricopa County, Arizona. The hacker destroyed the files when he was raided by the FBI and confessed to the illegal hacking. The Arizona Attorney General's office then declined to prosecute the hacker.
Yeah, why would they?
Admitted he did it, admitted he destroyed the files. There's 633,000 votes, and I think Arizona, the margin of victory was like, what, 20,000?
Oh, yeah.
But you want to tell me elections are secure and safe and the only way we can have real change in this country?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know if I'm going to even vote in the next election, to be honest with you.
We've played a song that tells you how to vote multiple times on this show. I'm just telling you. That's what it's going to be. So, all right, let's get to the flock camera section of the program. Police in Winona, Minnesota were stunned. Stunned, I tell you. After every single one of their flock cameras were suddenly removed in one single night. According to the police department, all 8 of the town's cameras were cut down and hauled away. Police were asking for public's help to identify the individual, but the public has been leaving comments such as, the flock cameras tore themselves down, or whoever did it was fishing with me, or whoever it was, they were at Bible study with me.
Yeah, they caught a guy.
Yeah, and he had like 20,000 alibis.
Yeah.
From people going, nah, he was with me. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. But wait, there's more. The Lancaster Police Department, I believe this is Pennsylvania, is going to start using drone flock cameras starting in September. Somebody said, wait until they tell you they can park a drone 400 feet above your house and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, wait till you start shooting them out of the fucking air.
Yep. Police in Wisconsin have been busted using flock cameras to track a man who traveled to Michigan, where pot is legal, and then came back to Wisconsin, where it is illegal. They used his travel as part of the probable cause justification to search his car for weed, and he was arrested. People need to pay attention to that. There's also reports of flock cameras being pointed at gun ranges, tracking license plates and information of people going to a gun range. And if you think it's bad now, just wait, just hear what Flock was planning to do. But since this came out, they're like, no, this came up in emails. We're not actually going to do this, but they were planning to expand the network by converting up to 350,000 Uber, Lyft, and delivery vehicles into roaming cameras.
They are going to fucking start some shit.
Yeah, they are. But then you had this. If you think the information that Flock gives is, updated and good, well, police in Brookfield, Wisconsin, again, Wisconsin, with the Flock stuff, held two people at gunpoint on a highway, shut down the highway, and boxed in a car after Flock labeled the car, quote, connected to a homicide. Turns out that alert was wrong, outdated, and incorrect. The people were released, but still held these people at gunpoint and blocked down an entire highway and boxed the car in with multiple SWAT teams and, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On outdated information. Yeah, we need to find out who's running Flock and the other company. And, talk to them at their homes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really what it's going to have to come down to.
That's, yeah. A nice discussion.
They caught somebody here with using Flock. Because the wife's like, well, they use Flock to catch them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one time they actually caught somebody who's doing wrong.
Yeah. And they'll hold that example up, not the multiple that we have every week of it being abused and get rid of it.
Yeah, some motherfucker. Great. What are you going to do? You're going to start going to a dealer instead of just going over to the state lines?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yep. A federal judge ruled this week that tower dump warrants, which allow police to obtain records for every cell phone connected to a tower around a crime scene, are unconstitutional under the Fourth Amendment as general warrants. Good.
Yeah.
Well, there's a whole lot of people to say we're here to uphold the law and uphold the Constitution, and then sure as shit don't.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
All right, moving on here before we say shit. Let's go to Israel.
No.
No. Netanyahu has said he will not go by the Trump's Board of Peace ceasefire agreement until Hamas is fully gone and it's Jew being Jew. But then a video came out this week of an Israeli soldier at a checkpoint throwing a stun grenade into a car carrying a Palestinian family. He then closed the door, trapping them inside to absorb the blast. Reports confirm one of the children inside is now permanently blinded for life.
God's chosen people.
Wrong God.
If they're God's chosen people, that's no God I want to believe in.
Ding.
It's as simple as that. Let's go back to the old ways.
Yeah.
Victory or Valhalla there, buddy. I know you.
Permanently blinding kids, killing people helping kids. There's a reason why public sentiment towards a certain group of people is at an all-time low. And it's not because people have went through and translated a certain guy with a tiny mustache's speeches. And people are listening to it in English going, wait, that's what he was saying?
Yeah.
Fuck, he's right. He just wanted to get rid of commies.
Oh, God, he said, oh, it's happening now, and he's saying it? Oh, my God.
What do you mean all the books he was burning was all the transgender stuff?
Yeah. Weimar. Huh.
Yeah. Weird, isn't it? Speaking of Weimar, Asmongold has been banned from Twitch, or at least a 2-week ban, I think he said, for saying pretty much what we have said, that anybody coming into a country illegally, this was about the deal in Spain, should be shot and killed. You're invading. It's not immigration, it's invasion. And then people brought up this old, because he got suspended, and they're like, well, Hassan Piker said this, that he wants to flood illegals into the U.S. so they can, quote, fuck your sisters and daughters and destroy the white race. Quote, we're here to destroy the white race, bitch. But he is still allowed. The double standard is shocking. But that's fine.
Yeah, well.
Guy says, do whatever it takes to protect your country. He's banned. Out here calling for rape of white women. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
I have a feeling, and I'm not calling for this to happen. I just have a feeling somebody's going to pop this guy. And it will probably be on a live stream.
Oh, no.
And then I will post the Jeremy Clarkson gif of, oh, no. Anyway. Moving on here, a Saudi official has told CNN that Saudi Arabia is bracing for multiple coordinated attacks by Iraqi militias working with Iran-backed Houthi forces. So this is attacks from Iraq sponsored by Iran and Yemen. But that ties into this. A thing was signed this week called the Mecca Agreement. Vince, did you see this?
Oh, I saw this.
I don't think people understand how important this is. This is a pact signed by Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan. That says any military attack against any of these three countries will be viewed as an attack on all three. Apparently this has been under negotiation since last year. This is a new trilateral military framework. Pakistan has nukes, kids. Pakistan, India, obviously don't like each other. India always attacks Pakistan back and forth. Well, now if India would attack Pakistan, that brings Turkey and Saudi Arabia into this. Somebody attacks Saudi Arabia, then that brings the other two. Not good.
Yeah, but it's been Iran attacking Saudi Arabia, right?
Yes.
For whatever fucking reason.
And they're going to say, well, it's Iran and the Houthis in Yemen. And Yemen and Saudi Arabia have been at it for, well, since there's been sand.
Well, what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Is that there's going to be an Israeli false flag and they're going to start lobbing bombs at
Saudi.
Yeah. Well, they're going to start lobbing bombs at Turkey and they're going to be like, Saudi Arabia did it. And then it's going to start shit.
Yep. Yep. Yes, it will.
That's how they do.
Yeah.
They start shit.
Yeah. We have this. This is more yay news. 5 months of war in Iran have consumed virtually all of the U.S. stocks of long-range missiles and half of the Tomahawk inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Weaken a country and then leaves it vulnerable for attack. Weird, isn't it? Weird.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that Spain-style invasion.
Yeah.
Here.
Looking at you, Canada.
Something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to come over the northern border myself, but that's just a hypothetical situation.
22 is a hell of a round. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
Anything's a hell of a round if it's thrown hard enough. Or fast enough. Let's go to Spokane, Washington. The horrible wildfires they have had out there that have left 100,000 or more fucking homeless and gone from their homes. Remember, it was climate change. Remember?
Yeah.
No, unless climate change is the guy's name that admitted he started the fire. Man charged with setting the Spokane wildfires allegedly planned the attack for weeks and waited for favorable weather. to set multiple fires that started the wildfire in, up there in Washington that has over 100,000 displaced from their homes.
Sure.
Well, that guy named Climate Change, that's a lot of fires, don't he? Weird.
Yeah, that Climate Change guy is a real motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. And now for the horrible AI is going to kill us all with Skynet news. For the first time, AI has designed complete viral genomes, producing 16 functional viruses that affect bacteria and, but quote, pose no threat to people.
It's fine.
The team reportedly excluded viruses capable of infecting complex organisms from its training data and worked in a, quote, secure laboratory.
Sure.
So AI is now making viruses. Probably in fucking Wuhan. If you, you know. But it's safe. It's nothing to worry about.
It's fine. It's fine. This is fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. It's fine.
Dear Comet, please hurry. All right. The next batch of what they're calling disclosure, but it's not really disclosure. UFO files were released. I sent you something, Vince. I don't know if you got it.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I have this part. Declassified UFO files revealed that U.S. investigated claims of a, quote, dead spaceman found inside a mysterious sphere that crashed in Brazil in 1963.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's, what was the video I saw? It was from like a Chinese satellite or something, that something the size of a city was moving at like hundreds of miles an hour. And I'm like, and then what was the thing I sent you? Something about, oh, the Galactic Council of Aliens and,
Fox News just talked about the Galactic Federation again, this time dealing with the Black Manta TR-3B alien aircrafts that are said to have been built by Arcturian alien race.
Unless that's Lockheed Martin. I don't believe it.
Who was the guy who... Was it Lockheed? The guy... It was in like 93?
Yep.
The guy who said, oh yeah, we've had interstellar space travel for years.
Yeah.
We got all that shit. We've had that shit forever.
Yeah.
In 93...
Listen, to me, all this UFO disclosure, it's a work. It's not real. It's to set up, oh, look, the aliens are invading Earth. We need one government to take on the... I've read the book. I know how this goes.
I would have... You know what? 10 years ago, they would have released this shit. I probably would have bought it.
Yep.
I loved it. Like, it's about fucking time. Everybody knew it was coming. But it's not like human... They're not using it for good.
Right.
They're not. We still have climate change. We still have an energy crisis. We still can't feed anybody. And you're telling me you've got technology that one power plant from one of these ships would power the planet forever?
Yeah.
You're saying that to me right fucking now. I'm still paying taxes. I'm still not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not living free. I'm not exploring and using human brain power to be more free than we've ever been on this planet. I'm still a fucking slave.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me you got all this shit.
Yeah.
Eat a fucking dick. Go fuck yourselves. Fuck off. You got cameras everywhere. We're less free than fucking medieval serfs were.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Fuck off. I don't want to hear it no more. Fuck off.
Yep.
It's a goddamn, it's a ploy. It's a fucking game. They're lying.
Yep. I believe nothing. Yep. All right. Moving on here. A couple more things, and then we can fucking be done with this shit.
Thank God.
The tariff refunds. Here is the list of companies and how much they got in their tariff refunds.
I don't want to know.
I know, but I got to do it anyway. Apple, 2.2 billion, Amazon 600 million, Walmart 10 billion, Target 2 billion, Costco 2 billion, Nike 1 billion, Home Depot 2 billion. So I'm going to ask you, dear listener, one simple question. Where's that $2,000 check you were promised?
Yeah. Yeah, we paid twice.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rich man can't fucking lose no money. And they jack the prices up on fucking everything. And the prices are still fucking high.
Yep.
Taxpayer money paid for the fucking lawsuit.
Yeah.
And we're paying more for groceries and shit.
It's a shell game. And we're all getting fucked.
Yeah, we're all getting fucked. Shoplifters of the world unite.
It's a miracle that there isn't not only bullets not flying, but not public live streamed. How do I word this without being protest, peaceful protests?
Oh, we're there far we beyond go. Fucking peaceful.
Well, I'm trying to word it how CNN would say it's okay. How there's not live stream very peaceful protests of certain people.
I'm Manson's really getting torched.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. And the people being drug out and tar and feather the hell away. I'm just, you know.
I don't, yeah.
Buy stock in wood chippers and rope.
I don't understand.
I don't either. But we end the show with this. If you thought it's bad now, just wait. Scientists, because you got to trust the science, remember? Claims about the Earth's population. In order to save the world, guess what has to be done?
Oh, we got to kill people.
Yes, but how many?
Fuck, I don't know. A couple billion?
Half.
Of course.
Scientists now claim the Earth's population will have to be cut in half to 4 billion people to save the world.
Sure. But we got all this technology. We got all these aliens.
Yeah.
We got all this alien technology.
Yeah, but we got to kill half of you.
We got to kill half of you.
Hmm.
Right.
People are still breathing. See, you're where I was. How do I word? How do I get from in head to out mouth but be okay? Because you really just want to say fucking kill them all. But that's a Metallica album, and that's where I'm phrasing it as. So you can't fucking charge me. So, yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand. I do understand. They're greedy motherfuckers, and they're fucking with us.
They're all Satanists. Let's just be honest. There you go.
Yeah, and then the assholes on the other side. Oh, the aliens are actually demons. No, the people fucking us over are the demons.
Yeah, here it is. Yep. All right, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, keep a stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Just be ready. It all gets worse. We might talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.